Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to subscribe to my blog when you get there. We got two things you can subscribe to. They're both free, and one of them comes on Sunday. That's the email newsletter. And the other, the blog, comes every day, Monday through Friday. So we give you a day off on Saturday. We don't hit you with Blasting Game on Saturday. We give you a break on that day. Gavin McKay is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's Deputy of Internal Affairs at the Geek Squad. You know who the Geek Squad is. They're the guys with the short sleeve white shirts and the breakaway ties and the really cool black shoes with about 2 inches of foam on the bottom. And he's our new friend. Gavin, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. You got the breakaway ties.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I thought surely you guys would send me one of those. I haven't had one of those in a long time.
Well, you know why we wear them, don't you?
Why?
Well, it's the same reason police wear them. In case we get into a fight, the breakaway tie allows us to escape.
I see. I got you. Okay. Well, does this happen often, Gavin?
Absolutely not. It's just, it's, once again, proactive.
Well, you guys are so lovable and huggable. You're like small business owners. Who would want to fight with you?
Well, nobody, really.
Maybe a local competitor or something like that, right?
That could be.
Because I know what kind of a rumble you geeks can get into when you square off between each other.
We don't look like much, but get us in a scrap and it might not be pretty.
It's West Side Story all over again, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay, tell us, a lot of people know about the Geek Squad. You guys got those really cool cars, too, right?
Right, exactly.
And if you run out of ties, go ahead and send me one of those cars. That'll be fine.
Okay.
But tell us what the main mission of the Geek Squad is.
Well, the main mission, obviously, is to protect and serve when it comes to any type of computer catastrophe. So, we're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week throughout North America. We police technology and anything that might come up, whether it's educational or break-fix situation, we're there to take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Now, but it's strictly about computers. What about other technology like networks and things like that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Networking, even when it comes down to things that are becoming more and more common, in the world of computers, that being digital cameras, digital camcorders, even some of the home theater conversions that we're seeing. So we're dipping into anything that connects to a computer, basically.
What, for small business owners, what would be an a classic application for you guys with a small business?
Well, obviously the setup of the server, the setup of the network, and really in the day in the world that we live in right now, a lot of those proactive software solutions for small business owners, it's vital, and I think we all know this. Number one, to be behind a firewall. Number two, to have those antivirus solutions and anti-spyware solutions.
So you help people with that kind of if somebody small business came and called you up and said, would you come and make sure that my system is set up so that I'm protected?
Well, absolutely. I mean, there are a couple different things we can do for small businesses. Number one, some of the Best Buys that we have in the country are starting to specialize in what's called a Best Buy for Business, which really is kind of focused on the small business. So, obviously the first step would be to have a consultant come out and just kind of take a look at the groundwork and make sure that we map out the right type of network for you. That would be number one. And even if you already have an existing network, that's something that we can kind of come by, swing by and confirm and make sure that it looks good. But it's not just small businesses either. It's home offices, it's home users, that's something that we'll take care of for pretty much
anything. So if I called you up and said, okay, I've got a, or somebody called you up and said, okay, I've just bought a really nice server from IBM,
uh-huh.
and I've got, I need to get all this hooked up, and so that I want to go from a peer-to-peer relationship to a server-based setup in my office, you guys could do that.
Absolutely. We'd be more than happy to do that because, as you know, when you're running a business, that's your livelihood, that's your baby. You want to make sure that it's running the way it should. And, you know, like I said, those proactive solutions, those software solutions, having them loaded ahead of time and constantly functioning correctly is vital to a business.
Do you, when you go out and call on, when you guys see folks out there, your customers, how savvy are people about making sure that they're protected from the viruses and from the malware and the Trojans and all those different hateful things that come in over the internet? How savvy are people typically?
Well, I think we've all made a mistake in the past in thinking that sometimes pop-ups are good things, or maybe we're clicking on the wrong thing.
Pop-ups are not good.
Right, exactly.
Let's all say it together, folks. All together. Pop-ups are not good.
You will not
pop-ups
win money.
Pop-ups are not your friend.
Exactly.
Right, the little monkey, that's not a good thing. Go ahead.
Right. You know, everybody in the world knows of viruses and spyware, but I think we're still trying to understand how we can, once again, proactively protect ourselves from things like that out there. So we all know what it is. I think we just we assume that everything comes preloaded on a computer sometimes that we need, you know, really without doing the investigation. But that's
if it is preloaded. The operator has to do certain things. Number one, we have to make sure the programs are turned on and are working. We have to, and we have to make them function and clean up anything that might have gotten through. You know, Gavin, I think the average person probably doesn't realize that. Imagine that you're in your home office, let's say, or your small business somewhere, and outside is Al Qaeda, the Chinese army, and the PLO. With all the weapons in the world, and they're shooting at your house with everything they can find. That's kind of what's happening to your computer, isn't it? I mean, you're getting hit every minute. Somebody's trying to get into your computer online to hurt you, aren't they?
Well, honestly, it can happen like that. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, there are endless things that are hitting your computer throughout the course of the day, whether it be something as simple as just a website that's circling around the internet that's trying to get into your computer,
yeah.
or whether you know, to your point, you know, it might be the army trying to get that important document off your
Somebody
computer.
Showed me there's a device that they put on. Maybe you went to a website. I've forgotten, but he showed me how many different times a day the average computer is being assaulted by somebody, you know, around the world to try to see if they can get in, just checking their position to see if they can get into your system.
Yep, there's constant activity on the internet, and without protection, the average user can actually be infested with spyware in, you know, as little as 4 to 5 minutes.
There's all kinds of dangerous things that can happen when that happens. When we come back, I'm going to get Gavin to run down through the list of those things. Part of it could be that you lose all your stuff, and part of it could be that you lose even more. 20 after, we'll be right back with Gavin McKay. He's with the Geek Squad. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after. That could be the Geek Squad's theme song. Gavin McKay, couldn't it? You guys are in small towns, aren't you? You're all over the place. Gavin McKay, ladies and gentlemen, Deputy of Internal Affairs at the Geek Squad. And as I say, you know who they are. And you guys even have your own website, don't you?
We certainly do. GeekSquad.com.
Yeah, and you know, folks, you can go, and if you want to get a close-up, if you haven't seen their uniforms, you want to get a close-up, if this is something you might aspire to, you like the breakaway tie, foam sole shoes, that whole short sleeve shirt thing, if you like that, then you can go to their website and see how that works. Also, they get a badge too, don't you? You guys get a badge.
Yep, absolutely. Standard government issue.
Right. And you're armed with a memory stick too. That's your weapon, right? The memory stick.
We're armed with the USB flash drive.
There you go. The flash drive. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. I said before we went to the break, Gavin, if you're not protected, if you don't protect your computer from outside forces and from the potential for failure of any equipment, then you're really setting yourself up to lose a lot, aren't you?
Well, you're absolutely right, because, I mean, we have computers for a reason. It's our livelihood. It's our life. But, you know, the most important thing is that we have information on those computers, specifically as a small business owner, that is vital to our life, vital to our business. And when we look at the broad scope of things, about 70% of all computer users really don't back up important data. Or something happens where we accidentally delete a file.
Yeah.
Or we put it in the wrong folder. Whatever.
Or the hard drive crashes. Lightning strikes,
or Hurricane Katrina. I mean, natural disasters.
Right. Somebody spills a margarita on your motherboard or something like that. You know, that could happen. You know,
and that has happened.
I believe it. I believe it. And wasted the whole margarita. It was terrible. But Gavin, you know, there's some research that I report, that I talk about all the time, especially in speeches that I give, about how the assets that we leverage today are different from the assets that we leveraged 20 years ago. 25, 30 years ago, companies leveraged hard assets, things you can kick and paint and move.
Right.
Today, they're more likely to be leveraging things that are inside of our computers.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Intellectual property. And so today, you know, no small business owner would think about leaving at night and not locking up his building or her building.
Right.
But yet we leave without locking up, so to speak, I'm doing the little quote thing, our technology, our the stuff we have in our computers.
Right, exactly.
Makes no sense, does it?
Well, you know, it doesn't, but it's just one of those things. It's so easy to do.
How do we do it?
It's very easy. We just mentioned USB flash drives a little while ago.
Those are handy as a pocket on a shirt.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
Because you can literally put it in your pocket.
Up to a gig now?
Actually, up to 4 gigs now.
4 gigs. How much is... Now, 1 gig is about, what, $70? $100, maybe?
Yeah, right around there. Yeah.
It's a good value. I don't 4 gigs. Wow, that's something. I haven't got a 4 gig. I got a 1 gig.
Yeah, so they go up to 4 gigs. You put them on a keychain, put them in your pocket.
Yeah, this is like it's smaller than a pack of gum, folks.
Right, right. And it holds a ton of information.
Right. What else? What are some other systems?
External hard drives. You know, we've got CD and DVD burners, so hard copies of any important data that you want to put on those. You know, specifically for a small business, the Mira personal servers are great. You can run daily data backups onto something as simple as a Mira server.
Right.
So little things like that. The bottom line is to just get that data in more than one location. Obviously, get it off your computer, put it somewhere else that you have it in multiple locations. Worst case scenario, you can always go back to the previous day or the previous week's version of that file.
We back up all our computers every day, and then somebody takes that off site every day.
Right. Exactly.
At night, we take it off site at night and rotate it every day.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah. And we're coming up on the time of year now, too, where that's extremely important. We're getting towards the end of the year, so all the financial information that we have in our computers, you know, we got tax time coming up, unfortunately.
Right.
You know, the holidays is coming up. We've got digital pictures sitting on our computers. So, you know, this is the time of year that we need to really understand being proactive with data is vital to our lives and you know, in the case of our audience, vital to, you know, our businesses.
Now, I think a lot of people, when they think of the Geek Squad, they think about, oh, I got a problem, better call the Geek Squad. But what if I called you up and said, okay, Gavin, I am not backing up very well. I need a system. I need somebody to come out and design and install and show me how to use a system. You guys do that too?
Absolutely.
You bring the goods with you?
We will do everything short of dance on your kitchen table.
Well, what if I wanted that?
We'll talk about that offline.
Yeah, we'll do that. Okay. Go ahead.
right. So, you know, when it comes to data solutions, people have questions, but ultimately it's really easy to do. We've got a lot of great tips up on our website. So geeksquad.com/safe will give you some great ideas, some really simple steps to ensure that you're taking the right steps to protect yourself.
What if I don't know what I want? But I'm smart enough to know that I don't know what I need, and I call you up and I say, help.
Right.
What happened? What would you guys do? Would you talk to me on the phone? Is it going to cost me for me to ask you a quick question or anything like that? What's it going to do?
Quick questions are never going to cost you a thing. What I recommend, even confirmation, having another person out there to just take a look at things is peace of mind and you know that's what I would recommend.
Can I hire you to come by like on a regular basis? What if I want you to come by once a month or something like that?
Absolutely. We have maintenance contracts that we can set up with small small businesses. So,
folks, the main thing is I want you to be protected. And if that makes the Geek Squad a couple of bucks in the process, that's not. I don't mind that. Hey, give us your website again, Gavin.
It is geeksquad.com. If you want some tips on data backup, it's geeksquad.com/safe.
All right. Thanks, Gavin, for being here. Come back another day.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Quick break. Right back with Matt Cartwright. We're going to talk to our attorney about legal contracts. 29 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.